In the first canto, he said that Bhishma merged with the super soul. How do we understand it?
It doesn't say exactly that. भगवति मनोवादृष्टिवृत्ति आत्मन्यात्मानमावेश्य सो अंतश्वास उपारमत् संपद्यमानं आज्ञाय भीष्मं ब्रह्मणि निष्कले सर्वे बभूस्ते तूष्णीं वायांसि वदिनात्यये सो संपद्यमानं आज्ञाय
आज्ञाय नोइंग दिस व्हाट डिड दे नो
संपद्यमानं भीष्मं ब्रह्मणि निष्कले
एंड भीष्म अटेन्ड द ब्रह्म निष्कले ब्रह्मणि ब्रह्मन इज द Brahman is the absolute, nishkale, that which is without parts, that which is non-differentiated, that which is absolute, that which is beyond duality. Sampadyamanam. Sampadyamanam, it is talking about entering into, as Prabhupada translated, merged into. Now if you look at it, what is it saying? It is saying that he entered into the absolute. As I said, Brahman, refers to the absolute truth. That's why you see Prabhupada, he translates Brahman not as the impersonal manifestation of absolute, he translated it as knowing that Bhishma Dev had merged into the unlimited eternity of the Supreme Absolute. That means, an unlimited eternity of the Supreme Absolute, what does it mean? It simply means he attained the spiritual world. Now, what specific manifestation of the absolute truth he attained, that varies.
See, the word merging, we shouldn't be paranoid about that.
What does the word merge literally mean?
It means that the absolute truth, that one has entered into the spiritual nature.
Now, what has happened after one entered the spiritual nature, that is something which we have to see based on the context. See, if a devotee is worshipping the personal manifestation throughout one's life, then there is no reason why the Lord will take him to the impersonal destination. That's what I have said, that here Brahmani, although the word Brahman comes, it is not referring to him. It is referring to Brahman in the generic sense of the absolute, not in the specific sense of the impersonal absolute. And Sampadnyamana, merge, when it says, the word merging can be used in different senses. Just from our vision, when a green bird enters into a green tree, it may just seem to be merging into the green tree, we can no longer see it. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the green bird has lost its individuality. So we have to see the context. But just prior to this, there are pure devotional verses where he is even thinking of Krishna and the gopis in Vrindavan. So he is definitely not talking about impersonal manifestation. Okay.
Yeah.